He'll be blessing us with the word of God this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's coming all the way from Dansoman. That is where his church is. Amen.
Amen.
And we are honored to have him this morning to be a blessing to the protest workshop. Hallelujah. Shall we stand on our feet as we welcome the head pastor, the founder, the president of the Lateran Charismatic Church, the bishop, Apostle Emmanuel Nikan. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we pray?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we are before you, and we have been before you all this month. Jehovah, we are here to listen to your word. We are here for your touch. We are here to make a difference in our life. Father, touch every soul. Touch everybody that is present here this morning. In the name of Jesus, lift burdens, heal the sick, set oppressed free, and Lord, give directions unto your children. And Lord, my God, that a year by this time, our story will never be the same. Do whatever you can do in our midst today, and let your name be blessed. I yield my spirit, soul, and body unto your hands. Use me as your way to glorify yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
May you be seated, please. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for this morning, for enabling me to be here with you. First and foremost, I bring greetings from my wife and from the Lateran Charismatic Church. Amen.
Amen.
And secondly, I thank my brother Emmanuel for inviting me once again to the Prophet's Workshop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am aware that you're being on a long fast, and today is the end. The Bible says the end of a thing is better than its beginning. So it is better today than yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I am here for a surprise. Whatever has gone wrong, whatever has been crooked, whatever has confused you, today is the end. Whatever sickness in your body, however you are feeling, today it must come to an end. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once you have been here throughout the month, I will not bore you with long message. But I'll speak briefly and straight to the point. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, I want you to pay special attention this morning. And listen to every word that comes from here. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We thank God for Potter's Workshop, for bringing us through the COVID and so many ups and downs to this moment. Many churches have not survived it, but the hand of God that has started this way will absolutely and definitely will see it to the end. Many churches and many people have fallen casualty to the pandemic. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But through it all, the Lord has kept us. Praise be to his name. Amen.
Amen.
Possibilities. Praise God.
Amen.
Possibilities.
everything will be possible.
And
all things is possible. You see, in our background, in our upbringing, we speak of a lot of impossibilities. Whenever you talk about something big, your parents will shut you down. Whenever you talk about something big, have grown us to see that things are not possible. Brethren, as you have known this man, with God, all things, absolutely all things, are possible.
Amen.
Everything is possible for man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are walking,
it is a one ante.
Have a picture in your mind that whatever I'm going to do, it is possible. I will not take no for an answer. All things are possible to him that believes. Amen.
Amen.
There are principles to possibilities. And today I'm just going to share three of them.
And she said, "If you want your ma, I you and then you better move."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm speaking on the subject principles of possibilities. Principles of possibilities.
And she said, "Yeah, man, you
the world is not lying there for nothing.
The
world is coming by principle.
Every
successful thing is coming by principle. And therefore, whatever you endeavor to do, you must seek for the principle that goes with it. And thereby, you'll be successful. Amen.
Amen.
The children of Israel are our point of reference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God redeemed them. He said he was taking them to the promised land.
That's what the only purpose
was. On the way, some things happen.
And nobody
see. I'm going to take you through a journey.
And at
the end of the day, you see that things are possible.
Deuteronomy
chapter 1, verse 2.
Let God Deuteronomy for a man.
I want a reader.
The person will be time, man.
I went to my office to pick my Bible.
My office was found my Bible.
Instead of picking the Bible, I picked something different. When I got to the car, I was driving up. I read the way I remember I left the Bible in the
office.
So I want a good reader.
Deuteronomy
1:2. From Harod to Kadesh Barnea, it takes 11 days. Amen. It takes just 11 days for them to travel from Harod to Barnea, Kadesh Barnea. And Moses instructed them on the way. But let's look at the same Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 1.
Towards the wilderness, along the route to the Red Sea, as the Lord had directed me. For a long time, we made our way around the hill country of Seir. The Lord said to me, "You have made your way around this hill country long enough. Now turn north. Give the people these orders. You are about to pass through the territory of your relatives, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir. They will be afraid of you, but be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Do not provoke them to go.
Mm-hmm.
For I will not give you any of their land,
mm-hmm.
not even enough to put your foot on.
Mm-hmm.
I have given Esau the hill country of Seir as his own.
Mm-hmm.
You are to pay them in silver for the food you eat and water you drink.
Amen.
The Lord your God has blessed you in mm-hmm. all the work of your hands.
He has taken them through the way
and
they go to the Mount Herod.
Now,
people have settled there a long time. The Bible said many days. And it took them 38 years.
Yeah,
11 days. Translated into 38 years.
And
they work in cycles. They work in cycles for 38 years. What has happened? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that life is a journey.
Amen.
Amen. Every day is a journey. Every week is a journey. Every month is a journey. Every year is a journey. Every life is a journey. Academic life is a journey. Married life is a journey. Pregnancy is a journey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So on the way,
into a man,
if you don't get to your destination, something wrong. Something has happened. Your journey should have taken them 11 days. But why did it took them 38 years? Praise God. There's an error that has happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In life, you must go through the full cycle. When you are born, you learn how to crawl. You learn how to walk. You learn how to run. You learn how to do things. It's a journey. When you start school,
class
nursery,
baby,
primary, it's a journey. Tertiary, it's a journey. Hallelujah. You must see it that way.
So
when you find the line, if there's there comes a halt. If there's a break,
and there's
something wrong.
That is a Bibia touch.
There has been an error.
Nah, Bibia touch.
Something has happened.
Like Bibia.
Therefore, you must check it.
And there was something.
And begin to realign yourself.
Now we shall say something.
And begin to move on.
Now we shall say forward.
Amen.
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 So in your journey of life,
and if you are
not know where you have gotten to,
in
your journey of life, in the journey of your academic life,
and I say we should
have you failed?
What did you do?
Are you rewriting?
I will say that you be a man.
Which means there's an error.
That is a bit of a man.
There's something that has held you back.
Begin to say
you must check your life.
I was supposed to
that. And begin afresh.
I will say that you
be your marriage life.
And what happened to you?
The vow is until death.
And something
happens on the way.
That's a baby wants to find this one
problem.
Not just for how be back.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Enjoy pregnancy.
And as I also you from
pregnancy, my travel 9 months.
I was said don't call not busum.
6 months.
And I said don't call busum.
The baby comes out.
And as I go find the bus
abnormality.
And no yard yet
concluded a journey.
And not just will be a pen to
therefore
and
you must restart again.
I was also
hallelujah.
Amen.
It is abnormal.
And yard
yes an error.
You
must check it.
I was saying.
And then restart again.
Now sunshine.
Restart the journey.
Now sunshine.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Life is a
journey.
The church life is a
journey.
Spiritual life is a
journey.
You must go through the
journey.
Applying all the principles.
Now fashion any
that will lead you to success.
Never to me the word give me.
Amen.
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 I don't know where you are.
Meaning baby I walk
in the timetable of life. Whatever you are, whatever you have got to, whatever you are facing, I want you to know
there
is a possibility
that you
can conclude your life.
I want to me
and you can go through the full cycle. Amen.
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 But at one point, I want to share one first principle. Don't assume
that everything is going to work.
Amen.
Don't assume that everything will work well for you.
But you
must calculate.
I was so nervous.
And must know.
Now who said?
Listen carefully. Jesus. I said, don't assume.
And say, and never Jesus.
You must know.
Never some who said.
You must know God.
Now who you mean?
Therefore, before things can be possible.
Answer now the Bible to me
in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Many a times we walk and assume.
And pray the prayer.
We assume that things are going to be better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So never versus.
But you must analyze.
Never some who said.
You must calculate.
Now.
And with God, you must know
that
short
things
are going to be possible. Amen.
Amen.
Because with God, all things are possible. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 42 and 46.
Amen.
Amen. Luke 2.
Luke 42.
To 46. Don't assume.
When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it, thinking he was in their company.
They were assuming that he was in their company. Go on.
They traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
Amen.
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 Jesus and his parents.
Yesune
now went to Jerusalem.
I'm Jerusalem
for the feast.
After
the feast,
na fashion
they were to return.
Now was so much
from Nazareth to Jerusalem.
If he Nazareth Jerusalem, after two.
So when they are to return, they have to return 3 days.
It is almost.
But when they were returning, they assumed
that Jesus
was with them.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Amen.
They didn't know that was not with them. Therefore, you must know. Hallelujah. You must know that Jesus is with you.
And was someone
who said assume that is with you.
And never Jesus out.
Hello. Look at that, we assume.
And don't believe that
Jesus is with us. But you must know.
And was someone who said
with you.
Say, I'm pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
So they assume. And when they were aware, it was not with them.
And they were not with them.
They had traveled a day. So they had to go back.
And was someone who
said, except for him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So they went back
and
they sought for him.
And
they sought for him.
And
seriously sought for him.
That
is the only child they had.
Yes, so Baba.
And lo and behold,
they
found him in the temple. Praise God.
Amen.
So the 3 days journey
turned
to 8 days journey. Something was wrong.
They
assumed
he
was with them. Amen.
Amen.
Before things be possible with you,
answer that number between them.
Assume anything.
And forward you see the business
where you must know.
Never was someone who says,
amen.
Amen.
Know that is with you.
And was someone who says, I'll come.
And that know the law.
So I'm going to know that
they shall be strong.
I'll say, I'm going to
be a new exploit.
I'm going to be a new
exploit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christianity ought to be a knowing religion.
Christ was
a knowing kind of life.
And again, what's a woman?
When you know something,
so wouldn't you be here?
You can become more persuasive.
And no, a certain
woman, you become more confident.
Who are the same woman?
So you must know
that
is with you. Amen.
Amen.
That if God is with you, then all things are possible.
And
many times he's not with us.
And I tell him now,
then we run and we become helpless. We despair. We don't know what to do.
We can't go to baby now. Say, "Abre,
Atoba." Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says Samson was a mighty man.
Samson, no, be a nipakesie.
Samson, Samson, you was a mighty man.
No, nipakesie.
He could carry a whole gate on his shoulder.
Oh, but you have to
put your truth right away.
Now, I see you
me. But one day,
now that would be
a woman called Delilah.
Oh, baby, I saw him.
Just wanted to know the strength that he
carried.
And what person who is
she
Lord
her.
And
she Lord him.
Or that
and she Lord him.
Or that
over and over and over.
To remember
until something revealed the secret. When the time comes, he says, the Philistines have come.
And I'm ready as a Philistines have come
about. He didn't know that the Lord has departed. Nothing happened. And they caught him.
And one more thing.
Took his eyes off.
And they
took
him
into prison.
And then he got to a fiasco.
If you don't know something,
and he said, what need to be better?
Brothers and sisters, you should never assume.
And never Jesus.
Going to heaven is not assumption. Going to heaven is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
And I'm so
and following him. Amen.
Amen.
All our toil.
I'll say, yeah,
all our fasting.
And yeah,
all our prayer.
Say, yeah,
if you know that it works. If you don't know it works, you are wasting your
time.
Through knowing. Abilities.
Amen.
The second point we're going to look at is don't look for answers at the wrong place.
And yet also you know you can say you check baby and you have the fever.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus' parents realized that he was not with them. They started looking at the wrong place.
Amen.
Amen. He went to a kinsman.
He
started asking them. But that would have been the right thing to do. Kinsman, don't know your kinsman.
And
in your distress, in your despair, That is what I'll seek after. To dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And to inquire of his beauty. Amen.
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 So you must desire. In the house of God. There's no other place that is secure. No other place that is more comfortable. No other place that your soul can find rest in the house of God.
So
every desire to be in the house of God all the days of his life. Amen.
Amen.
Don't assume that Jesus is with you.
Yes,
you must know.
Amen.
Amen. Tell your neighbor you must know. And secondly, don't seek for answers in the wrong place.
Amen.
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 And then the last one, don't negotiate.
Amen.
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 With God.
Amen.
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 Genesis chapter 11.
Moses who made the three to Babo.
Verse 31. The Bible says, Terah left Ur to the Canaan. Left Ur to
Canaan.
But on the way, he stayed halfway. He didn't complete the journey.
When we are going to know what now.
He didn't complete the journey. He stayed at a place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That's why I said when you start a journey, praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you see you are not finishing it, you must retract your steps.
Re-examine
your life. And energize yourself. And begin to move on again. Amen.
Amen.
Genesis 11.
Moses, who made the kind of
31.
Terah took his son Abraham,
his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter in law Sarai, the wife of his son Abraham. And together they set out from Ur of the Chaldees. To go to Canaan.
Okay, so the journey is from where? To Canaan,
But when they came to Haran, they settled there.
They settled there. But in the house where they were going, they said what? They were going from where? Canaan. Why did they settle at Haran?
Amen.
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 Amen. It is reported that God appeared to Terah.
That
he should leave her to Canaan.
So moving her and go Canaan.
And when he obeyed and she was going,
and the apple tree no offer,
he got to Haran and stayed there.
He go do Haran or not now?
He stayed carefully. He stayed at Haran.
He go do Haran not now.
Bible history tells us that. Big adults, that's where they are. God was leading them to Canaan. So
God
moved to Canaan.
He started
a journey. But when he got to
Haran,
he stayed there. Why did he stay there? Because they were not able to go. But I'm picking you. I have chosen you.
My father.
Rise.
Sorry.
Go to the land of Canaan.
Amen.
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 Amen. The Bible says Abraham did not negotiate.
Yes. Abraham didn't
even. If you read the chapter 12,
yes.
He said, go to the place I was showing
you.
Abraham did not negotiate.
Abraham
and he took off.
On one story.
With the same family.
And then
they
busted a problem.
Until the
day. And on what happened to
him. Now, in the Terah's home,
and I tell a feeling,
there are certain issues.
And suddenly,
in his background,
Terah
had three sons.
And no mommy and son.
He had Nahor,
Aaron,
and Haran,
and Abraham.
Now, Nahor had a son.
Nahor, no,
and he died. Haran said he married, and there was nothing ahead of him. And then Abraham was the one that was survived. God came to Abraham and said, lead the way to Canaan.
And
Abraham never negotiated. said. So he got up
and your sorry
and went to Canaan.
And you're talking.
Amen.
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 Your journey of life. When God says something to you, don't negotiate. God never changes his mind. When he has laid his hand upon you,
say
yes, master. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
But beloved, I want you to know that where you are coming from is important. You must check it. There are issues.
And some
there are things
and
in your father's house which you must deal with. You must separate yourself from those things in order for you to walk in possibilities. Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to walk in possibilities, wonders to Moses. I want you to go and deliver the children of Israel. God has shown him everything. Moses said, no, Lord, send somebody else. God became angry with Moses. Praise the Lord. And Moses said, Lord, I can't speak.
And
God, go and make your mouth.
Why the man
deaf?
Why the man deaf?
God became angry with Moses. Moses is not around your brother. God never changes his mind.
You
know that Moses said, I have limitation.
Moses said, we sit up.
I want God has said.
Nansu nyanyamia
can go.
Amen.
He will be with you. In other words, he is sending you.
Upon this Lord,
I will be with you. In other words, when you stand before Pharaoh,
I say,
when you speak anything, their faces,
hey, woman,
you will bring the children of Israel,
what is Israel
out
for?
Onto this land.
Amen.
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 So, brethren, I want you to know, God has said something
to you.
Take it very serious.
Amen.
Amen. Take it very serious. Many times Christians will become disobedient.
Amen.
We have fasted, we have prayed. God has released unto you. It becomes very good to us one day. And another day we forget it. Amen. But hold on to the word. Write it down. Receive the word. Walk by it. Don't negotiate.
Amen.
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 Amen. I want you to know that God loves you so much. It came to pass in the life of Joshua
that
the Lord led him when they faced Jericho. God gave instruction.
He
went around the city of Jericho.
And
on the seventh day, four or five floods. The people are few there.
I said, "For
the sake of soldiers,
and the word is
my last
confession."
Amen. Amen. Another thing that they forgot that they assume.
I dare back home. You face say, "How many of my
day I have sent assuming?
How many of my day
that they are still the same?
How many yes I said your mother is
out? Check themselves.
How much help?
They didn't analyze themselves.
How much help?
Somebody has taken something.
Say, "Obi has been
Jericho."
If it is
God has forbidden them. They went to AI.
And the problem with AI.
They
were
hurt. Joshua couldn't understand. Joshua just went and fell before God.
He started crying.
My brother, God sometimes takes pleasure.
But
God has given instruction. He allowed Joshua to be crying.
Abraham
from morning.
If you are not
to evening,
I got
and then when he came, he said, "The boy, get up.
You
want to know why you were defeated?
Someone
has taken that test. Take that thing out. Separate yourself from that thing.
And now,
you have success. Amen.
Amen.
And when they did, They were able to overcome
air.
All things are possible. Every believer. This month, possibilities have been released.
Possibilities
that you were not able to do before.
You
will be able to do it after this
program.
Your limitations have been broken. Only examine yourself well. Yourself
and now the music
with the word of God
and
absolutely nothing can stop
you.
Amen. When I was a small boy going to school, those days we sit for common entrance. And form one, we started studying the verbal and the quantitative
and the
And the first year, that is a form one, we wrote it. And it came, result came.
And
I was sure I passed.
You
can calculate and know. I was just pestering my father, my mother to buy trunk and those things.
And
result came.
And I bumped. Amen.
I failed for the first time.
But didn't you
couldn't understand. I said, wow.
He said, oh.
So the second year. I registered again. Went through the teachers. If you know something, you know it. The teachers know that I know it. Leave the people in my hand to teach them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I could teach them. And the second year also, that's form two. The result came. I was going to get top school. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This time the teachers even were wondering.
And
what was wrong? They even went to exam council to check. Because those I teach,
I say, "What am I teaching on the
pass?"
What
about the one who teach? I remain. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, it wasn't a small joke. It was a serious issue. For the form three. This time I don't understand. So there was fasting like this one.
And
I went before God. And I was praying. I was fasting. I received Christ early in my life. Fasting has been part of me. So my soul started from school. And I was praying.
Asking God.
Why? And one of the days, my prophet escaped. And said, what is wrong with you? We call the professor auntie. I've been failing my exams. I don't know what is wrong. He looked at me and you have been dodging God. Amen. And listen to what I was doing at that time. I believe in myself. I was the usher of the church. And clean everything. And I will leave and go and stay down. And when the time of closing,
come
and lock the door. And I'll go home. All the while, that's what I've been doing. I'll go and sweep every place, clean every place.
And you may never go back to
the door open.
And you
come and worship. I'm going home. I'll close the door. And I'll go home. And they said, you have been dodging God. You are not serious with God. Academic is a journey.
If
you fail,
you are
something wrong. You must analyze.
Research.
And you must realign. So in the fourth year, I forget about studies. And in the meantime, hallelujah.
Amen.
In the fourth year, I joined the choir. I was in the prayer warrior.
And
in the fourth year,
it's your fear that's also nine.
went and wrote.
Me control.
And the result came.
And now we're anybody.
And I was among.
Now me come on.
In the fourth year.
And now
we write two ways. We write the MLC.
I fear you at all.
And then the common entrance.
Near to nine. We
try. So many times I pass. And MLC, I had distinction.
And you
first in history of the school.
And so many you really need to know.
So I want you to know.
The person who said
possibility is with God.
Examine
your life with God.
Amen.
God sees everything.
He
sees your heart.
He
knows everything that you are doing.
God
is blessing you.
It is
blessing. Amen.
Amen.
For possibility is with God. All things are possible. Beloved, it is good to fast.
Yes,
but it is good to eat.
Yes,
you are needing
food.
Amen.
Amen.
Food is good.
Yes,
but you have left your food.
As when time
you have sought the face of God. You must make sure that your heart is pure. Your heart is open. For the Lord to use you.
For
it to be possible.
Heal
your life.
Amen.
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 Amen. It is not a big deal
for
God to release His hand upon you.
It is not a big deal
for God to give you a breakthrough.
It is not
a big deal for God to give you what you need.
When
you look at the heart, possibilities. There are doubts.
Cannot
negotiate with the things of God.
And in
other words, you be like a bull for God.
And you would be a said Yahweh.
Amen. Follow God. Whatever He says, whether you understand,
so what you
or you don't understand,
you
do it. Amen.
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 And as you do it, God will release His message. God will release His grace. So God will release
His power.
Amen.
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 I believe this morning you are going to break your fast. I want to pray with you that the spirit of possibilities will be released upon your life. This church will know possibilities. Everything the church said is possible. Amen.
Amen.
It is possible. Everything is possible. God is a man that looketh among men.
Amen.
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 You can just take one day. Take 1 second.
And as a
turn your whole fortune around.
Amen.
You just look for a man or a woman whose heart is ready. Who is willing and ready to follow His word.
So betinasem.
Follow His word.
So betinasem.
Amen.
Amen.
The last scripture is Isaiah 37.
Straight chat on Isaiah Humano.
Sennacherib threatened the king Hezekiah. And Hezekiah took the letter before God. And God told him that you don't need to fight in this battle. I will show you that I'm God of possibilities. Amen.
At
that time, Sennacherib's army was the strongest army. Who is your God that can deliver you out of
hand?
Who is your God that can deliver you out of
hand?
Hezekiah just presented a letter
before.
Amen. He said, look at the threats.
Amen.
So my brother, my sister,
if you
know what you are facing,
soon.
If it doesn't happen,
I'm
in his grace.
Because
he's there.
He watches you.
No,
the first day you pray, he heard you. You wanted to act a favor, will
you
act?
I hope I saw from 31st
in my church, every year, every end of the year, 31st, I anoint everybody.
I'm a strong beyond
special anointing. I'm not against untimely death. And from the beginning of the year,
and I feel every other thing is
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
If you only come for that anointing,
accepted.
It is the Lord's direction.
Amen.
So as you have also begun, ended, you have ended June. And we are entering into July.
You
fasted to prepare yourself.
You have prayed
all kinds of prayer.
Today,
I break that limitation.
In the name of Jesus.